Mr. Lauck and myself, we both have a global science class here at Findlay High School, and part of that class has a space component, primarily about the space race, history of space, and where the space is going. And being a son of a military airman, we spent a lot of time down at Wright Pat, and I'd always go to the Air Force Museum and thought, what a great opportunity if we could have these kids take a tour down to the Air Force Museum. With the pandemic going on, we couldn't do that. So I contacted them early November and said, hey, you guys willing to do a virtual tour with us? And they're like, we've never done that before. We have pre-programmed stuff, pre-recorded stuff, but nothing live with a docent. And they said, hey, if you're willing to be a guinea pig, we'd love to do that with you so we can expand our capability to reach more people near and far. And we said, sure. So since the beginning of November, we've been working with them to work out curriculum, technical aspects, overcome different hurdles. They've purchased cameras, lights, microphones. They've gone and done research to help us out. So we had a live streaming interactive tour with the Air Force Museum this morning, which was absolutely amazing because many of these kids haven't had an opportunity to see that. So they got to see it firsthand, the Apollo space shuttle, the Gemini capsule, the space shuttle mock-up that's a training simulator, space suits. We've talked about all the different satellites that are up in the air, the space race, Telstar, Hubble, all sorts of things that these kids would see in a book or maybe they'd see on YouTube, but now they got to see the real deal from the Air Force Museum itself. And it was pretty groundbreaking for both of us because they have not done this before, and we're just very proud and be honored to be an opportunity for that.